The low, sensual moans and ecstatic screams were better than any Christmas music. The scent of feminine arousal that permeated the air brought on a satisfaction that was more than sexual. Surrounded by my kinky little family, I was in my element. I wasn't much for warm fuzzies, but the corners of my lips curled up as I regarded the members of my unit. I had chosen each of them for their DS proclivities, even when some of them weren't aware of their tendencies. If the director of the FBI ever suspected my recruiting methods, he would probably disapprove. But I understood the people who surrounded me. Their minds worked like mine. Honesty, with oneself as with a partner, was essential in BDSM. The agents on my team knew themselves and each other better than most. It made for a more cohesive, trusting group. "Derek went all out on the decorations," my protege said with approval, gesturing at our surroundings. Of course, Smith James was pleased with the festive atmosphere in the BDSM club. The formerly brooding bastard seemed to be pleased with everything these days. It would have been a bit sickening if I weren't so happy for him. Smith had been through hell, as had his fiancée, Lydia Chase. They deserved the happiness they had found together. "What decorations?" I asked. "You're too busy mooning over your sub to look at anything else." Even though Lydia was chatting with Rose at the bar while we gathered at the edge of the dance floor, he wouldn't stop staring at her. That earned me a punch on the arm. My face hardened to my signature forbidding expression. Smith just shrugged. He was the only one who seemed to be impervious to my glare. I shouldn't have coddled him so much. "That goes for you too, Clayton," I barked at the token frat boy of the group. I swore the man slept in his suits. He couldn't even change out of one into appropriate leathers for the club. "We're having a conversation here. Stop staring at Rose and pay attention." His bright blue eyes turned on me, and he shot me a wide smile that wasn't in the least bit apologetic. "Sorry, boss." The man was getting as arrogant as Smith ever since he had joined the lifestyle. I really should figure out a way to nip that in the bud. He used to be my poster boy for good behavior. Now he ran ops without my permission and kept vital information from me, like when two of my men were keeping women as slaves in truly unhealthy relationships. Things had turned out okay for Javier and Smith, but I would have kicked some asses at the time if I had known. "You could at least try to sound genuine when you apologized to me," I drawled. Clayton's grin widened, and he gave me a sardonic salute. "Sorry, sir." I let out a disapproving growl. Maybe I had made a mistake in recruiting too many doms. They really were pains in my ass sometimes. "Stop being so prickly, Kennedy. It's Christmas in a few days. This is a party." Damn, even the subs were being impertinent. I turned a hard stare on Sharon. She held my gaze for a few seconds before her dark eyes slid away from mine. Finally, some respect. Sharon was a smart woman. I was going to bury Smith and Clayton in paperwork until they were well and truly remorseful. "I don't know what you're planning, Kennedy, but man, I'm glad I'm not in your unit anymore. Clayton, Smith, you're in for some serious shit." Reed Miller had always been too flippant for his own good. "Count yourself lucky," I told him. "I'm glad you're in town, though," I admitted a bit grudgingly. "I want to talk to you all about what's going on with Clara Peterson, and I know you're friends with her, Reed." The kid frowned slightly. "I haven't really had contact with her since I transferred to Chicago. I've been a little caught up in other things." Caught up in other things. More like buried balls deep in Catherine Byrd. I snorted my derision but didn't comment. I was secretly proud of him for his role in catching the mentor. He was a rookie, but he had taken down one of the most heinous serial killers I had ever encountered. Not to mention he saw through the bullshit when the sadistic bastard had tried to frame me for his crimes. Even if he didn't take things as seriously as I would like, Reed was loyal. And he was a damn good agent. I kind of hated that he had transferred out of my unit. Something else I wouldn't admit aloud. I couldn't have the guys thinking I was a soft sentimentalist. "What about you, Sharon?" I turned my attention to the ball-busting sub on my team. "Have you had contact with Clara recently?"